Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
What if, hear me out, they're time-traveling humans? It would fill in all the gaps, because they're shapes we already know, but they're like from maybe resources that we haven't invented yet, and they don't want to interfere with the timeline continuum, so true. That's why they won't come out and be like, yo, this is what we are.
They lose all their family photos if you do that. We've seen Back to the Future.
Exactly.
All
exactly.
Your family photos get fucked
all
up.
All the family photos, and they might disrupt the future, all kinds of stuff.
Cheers.
Hello, welcome back to Shit They Don't Tell You. I'm Nikki Limo, and this is Steve Green, also known as the Iceman, also known as Ace, also known as Crypto King, also known as the Miracle Man. We're drinking today. What, you have another one?
I thought you were going to incorporate sometimes Steve or
Gaping Asshole Boy.
No, don't.
That is
no,
gape, that's not yeah, one. That is that's also another one. Nickname that's for him. One. So, sorry. Yeah, thank you for reminding me.
Well, today we have a very special episode indeed.
Nikki. I didn't drink after we cheers.
Oh, well, that's bad luck. We have to do it again.
Yeah, I know. Do it again.
Okay, sorry, everybody.
So we made drinks. Cheers. I cleaned the whole house today. I need this.
Did you do it alone?
Mm-hmm.
Did you really?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Okay. I have a theory about that, but that's okay.
Aliens?
Not exactly.
Kind of.
Yeah, I guess. Definitely technology.
Okay.
Nikki's into meth now, guys. Okay, yeah. So today we are talking about one of my very favorite subjects in the whole wide universe. No, it is not crypto. You probably are disappointed, right? Speaking of crypto, real ever so briefly and quickly, if you have heard of my crypto stances, then you have maybe perhaps heard that there is a place to go for all of my crypto things, which is called Crypto Corner, and it's on me and Nikki's Patreon.
Patreon.com/sticky. And there's a link in the bio. Link in the description.
A lot of great folks in there. We're all making interesting moves. And yeah, I basically I share my screen with you. I show you everything that I'm doing.
You say interesting, like it's bad. It's really good moves.
Oh yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
It's very fun.
But when you say interesting, it makes it sound like, well, if he was doing good, he would have said good. But he is kicking ass.
Oh yeah, no, everyone's kicking ass. Dude. Yeah. It's fun. It's been fun. So we're having a good time. And yeah, so check it out. If
yeah,
you
I don't know shit about crypto, but he's really good at breaking it down. For people.
Love the shit. Just like I love this shit. And by this shit, I'm talking, of course, about
alien UFOs. Aliens.
We don't know if they're aliens. We don't know. Yeah. The whole point of UAPs or unidentified aerial phenomena is that we are not implying
we
to know.
We fucking do.
Oh, come on. What are you talking about?
All right. Continue.
Okay. So, did you know that in 1952, there was a CIA group and they were called the Psychological Strategy Board. And they basically came together and said, when it comes to UFOs, we're so gullible as the American people.
Yes.
And we're so prone to hysterical mass behavior that they recommended debunking campaigns to temper the interest in UFOs and all the unexplained shit.
I see.
But the government was at the same time investigating this stuff on their own. So they were trying to dampen the way that we look at this stuff while they investigated.
I see.
They get to investigate, we get to follow silly crumbs.
Yes.
Yes.
Because they're like, until we figure this, it's like mom and dad, like, here, play with your toys while we're figuring something out right now.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
So, and for years, people have come out and talked about government programs. I mean, Mexico, Canada, the UK, a lot of them have disclosed their own UFO files. And basically the conclusions are all the same. They have no idea what the fuck they are.
Yeah.
There are a lot of sightings that are bullshit. That are
for sure
not at all what people think they are. But there are a lot of sightings they just literally don't know what they are.
Yeah. I mean, and that's telling because it's like if all of these countries are coming out saying they don't know what it is, then it's not their warcrafts. You know, because that was the whole thing is like back then we were kind of between wars and stuff. And you didn't want to talk too much about UFOs because what if it was a country's warcraft and then now we're giving it away that we know that we saw it, or
and
we
that
know
they
it
have
was.
Better tech than us.
Yes, exactly.
And it creates hysteria
but
that way.
Now it's like, okay, we're kind of like sharing info, like, or okay, is that yours? No, it's not yours. Okay, go fish.
Yes.
And it's very intriguing, to say the least.
Some context too, real quick, a personal story. I saw a UFO when I was a kid moving from Virginia to San Diego, California. It was in 1996. It was in the winter time, and we're driving in Flagstaff, Arizona, and we saw this very, very, very bright light in the sky, and it was just hanging out up there. Didn't move, didn't do anything. It was there for like 20 minutes, and it was just chilling there. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, a cloud formed around it, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't a cloud in the sky, by the way.
Like a donut.
A donut-shaped cloud formed around it. You've heard me do this story.
Yes.
And it sucked inside of itself and completely dissipated and vanished, and the cloud was gone. Wow. Not like smoke or whatever. It was a flare that like slowly degraded, right?
Yeah.
It had a oval shape that formed around it, sucked inside the cloud, disappeared. I wasn't the only person who saw it. My whole family saw it. My sister saw it. My brother Nate saw it. My little brother Kenny saw it. But he was very young. I wouldn't trust him.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was crazy. My grandma saw it, and we all like couldn't explain it. And that's all I saw. I'm not telling everyone I saw an alien spacecraft.
Yeah.
I just don't know what the fuck I saw.
An alien spacecraft.
But I think it was an alien spacecraft, and that's what I want to say. On the record, thank you. So, have you seen anything like that before?
No, not really.
Yeah.
I wish. That would be tight. Honestly, but then I'm like, okay, but I would like to say I wish, but then if I actually picture seeing it, I think I'd be freaked out of my fucking mind. So, I'm kind of glad that I haven't seen anything like that.
I think that ever since then, I've been elevated interest on this topic,
yeah,
in particular.
It's kind of like any paranormal activity, by the way. Like, I am so intrigued by it, but I don't ever want to experience it.
Yeah.
Like, the few experiences that I've had with it, I like to brush off, like, that's not what it was.
And now that I've seen one, like, I am obsessed with the idea of seeing another one, because I think I didn't get to appreciate it the first time.
Yeah, you were
a kid. It's
almost
like I won a Super Bowl, and I was like, oh, I just got in the league.
It was like your rookie year.
Yeah, whatever. Oh, this happens. This is going to happen six more times. And then like, I'm at the end of my career, and I'm like, oh my God, I got to see another one. Like, that's how it feels in a weird
way. Yeah, I get that.
Okay, so the Pentagon recently confirmed the existence. So we're like the only country that hasn't stepped forward and said yes. We have been looking into this for years, right?
Mm.
There's a thing called Project Blue Book in the 70s, I think, or 60s or 70s, where they were investigating UFO phenomenon, but they basically said, like, you know, we can't come to any conclusions.
Yeah.
They didn't really come out and say, like, this is an active thing that we're looking at. They always say, hey, we looked into this shit, and we closed the program.
Mm.
They do it every time. So recently, they confirmed the existence of the Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program, or ATIP. Okay, this was created in 2007 by a senator named Ted Stevens, who reported being chased by a mysterious object. Daniel Inhofe, I think, and then Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, who's from Nevada. And it got funded with $22 million in black money from the Department of Defense's budget. And the program investigated and checked out UFO sightings, many of which came from our own military. And they still can't talk about what they found. Like, Harry Reid has
Why?
Been interviewed about it. Exactly.
Why?
It's just
like
above
we're
our pay grade, pal.
Like, it's been generations. Like, we're fine. Like, we're not going to believe a radio show about aliens, okay? Like, we're fine.
But the things that we do know from it
yeah.
is that they collected data. They identified five observations that showed mysterious objects displaying some level of advanced physics, also known as, you know, that defies our laws.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Everything we know is true about aerodynamics and science and physics is
somehow being
defeated
here.
Yes.
Right. The objects would accelerate with G-forces that are too strong for the human body to withstand. We're talking like at some points 600 to 800 G's, which is...
I'm just going to pretend I know how fast that is.
I mean, that's just absolutely brutal.
How fast is an airplane?
Well, G-forces is different because G-forces is the amount of, like, when you're in an airplane that's moving and then the airplane, like, turns.
Yeah.
You know that force that you're feeling? That's G-force.
Oh.
So how it feels super heavy. It's like that fair game where you sit on, you lay on the back of that wheel and it spins you around.
Isn't that called centrifugal force?
It's kind of like that, but the idea behind it is, I mean, what you're experiencing is the G-forces that are holding you down. Like the gravity forces that are keeping you still.
I see.
Yeah. I don't know what the average G forces is on an aircraft.
By the way, hot tip for all you shampoo users out there. This is not going into
what?
A, this is not going into a sponsorship. No. Right. No, but like it reminded me that, you know, that last bit of shampoo at the bottom that you can't like get out. You can use centrifugal force or G force to get it out by spinning it in the shower like this. And then it gets it. You hold it at the bottom and it go like, and you spin it like this and it flings it all into.
How do you have any fucking room in there?
Well, you kind of like T-Rex arm it.
How big is your shower, dude?
You kind of T-Rex arm it.
Oh,
you T-Rex
arm it. Okay, I like it.
But yeah, it's helped a lot.
Well, I don't do that. I open the new bottle. I open the new bottle when there's even like a little bit of it on the bottom because I like, I enjoy the experience of opening a new bottle.
To get it down to the top though, to like, how do you get it all? How do you get the product there? It's all stuck to the bottom.
You add water to it and you shake it.
Oh, you're trash.
I am trash. Thank you. I'm from white trash lineage as well.
I'll use science. You use your trash.
We're from the cradle of civilization for the white people, which is Florida. So I think, I am trash.
Okay.
Okay, folks. So Luis Elizondo, he ran the program ATIP until last October, right? He has talked about metamaterials that were recovered from UAP.
What's that?
Materials that are not of this earth.
Why can't they say things like normal people? Why do they have to name it like not the UFO program, but the like AeroTIP net, like whatever the fuck.
Yeah, and then they're like threat identification program.
You know, the things that they're doing are, what is it? Like defies physics or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, why can't they just say there's some like shit going on? Like there's some crazy like we found some shit that doesn't, we've never seen before on our planet ever. Like, why do they got to make it seem so whatever, like so casual?
Well, when you get into the way that our own scientific community is investigating like subatomic particles and a lot of the laws of our physics get broken there too. And they're just starting to really get a grasp on that.
Anyway, I want to know about the metamaterials. Yeah, the metamaterials.
Doesn't that sound like something that Wolverine would have in his claws?
Yes, like. Okay, way to make it sound interesting and then not go further with it.
Okay, that's all they have, sorry.
But like that's on them, not on you. I'm just saying.
No, I know,
like,
but,
like describe the materials to us. Geez, like fucking give us a wet dream
here,
about
I'll
it.
I'll help you out here. So they apparently have, so they keep them stored in buildings owned by a private aerospace contractor in Las Vegas, right? They apparently have material compositions that aren't found naturally on Earth. And would be exceptionally expensive to replicate. So this is all from the ATIP program. This is all from what they've talked about from there.
Okay.
According to which is crazy. That's a crazy thing to admit.
Do you think they have that element that Bob Lazar was talking
about? Element 115?
Yeah, but the stable version?
Stable version? Oh, baby. Oh, baby. That'd be crazy, wouldn't it? Mm. Yes, I do.
You do think
let's keep this down the middle, folks. We're doing straight facts today.
All right.
Yeah, fuck yeah. I think
I'm the weird guy. I want to be the
hell
weird
yeah
one.
They have 115.
You can be the straight man and I'll be the one that's like, what about the aliens? Because I'm genuinely intrigued.
Good. Our buddy Florian's rolling his eyes right now, but guess what, dude? I don't give a single shit. You go live in your boring ass land. He lives in like Norway.
He does not. He lives in Germany. He does not deny aliens. He just says
Irish.
It's unlikely.
Have you heard
his
accent?
And by the way, we're talking about one of our patrons. Shout out to Patreon.
Yes, shout out to Patreon. Shout out to Florian. He's a buddy. So according to a 2009 Pentagon briefing that summarized in the New York Times, the United States was incapable of defending itself against some of the technologies that was discovered through this program. And this was a briefing that was. I mean, they were saying this, trying to get more funding.
I see.
So you have to take that into account as well.
Okay. I could see that.
You know what I mean?
Basically, if there were aliens, we would lose. So that's what they're saying.
That is correct.
Yeah.
If it's something that can fly into water but have no resistance from water whatsoever, it can fly from water into the atmosphere no resistance whatsoever.
Yeah, we're done. Doomed. That's the thing. I think
they can make us worship it. Even
that's the biggest case against aliens is like, if they are here, why haven't they taken over, or have they?
Dude, all Jesus had to do was like make liquor, so I think we would probably worship this thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, probably.
Jesus made liquor, and he could do the Chris Angel thing where you're walking on across a pool. That's what he did.
Yeah.
Jesus walked on.
You think that's not cool?
No, it's super cool.
He also died for our sins, asshole.
No, I know, asshole, but I'm talking about what made people go, oh, fuck, this Jesus guy.
Did an alien die for our sins?
Not yet, but not that we know of.
Well, the thing that made us go, that's next level, is that he died for our sins.
No, I know, but okay. also people at the time were very fascinated that he could walk across all the pools and all the spots.
I'm fascinated.
Right.
You're not fascinated by that? Dude, if you saw that right now?
No, I would be. But
you're so jaded.
I've seen it.
You're so jaded.
I've seen it on the Chris Angel Mind Freak program.
Yeah, but that's...
So I'm not as blown away by that.
I could do that with TV editing too.
He doesn't do TV editing. Don't say that.
Yes, he does.
What are you talking about right now?
Shut up.
Are you being honestly serious?
Yes.
You actually think that he uses TV editing
yes,
to get
I
away
do.
With his tricks?
Yeah,
so
I
you
do.
Think he's not actually walking on...
I think he has things planned. Yeah. Well, yeah. I think he's a magician.
That is...
Jesus did it on his own.
How do you know that?
I know, because I read the Bible.
Listen, Jesus four-stepped an Olympic-sized swimming pool. Did you know that? He four-stepped it.
How do you know that?
That's what they said in the Bible.
That's not what they said in the
yeah,
Bible.
Yeah, have you read the Old Testament?
He didn't talk about the Olympics.
No, they said he four-stepped an Olympic-sized swimming pool.
He did not.
Yes, horizontally.
All right, anyway, we're getting off track.
Vertically, he did a 25-step.
No, I had a legit thought, and you were getting
okay,
off track
I'm
now.
Sorry.
By the way, okay, if there's aliens and they haven't taken over yet, it's because they said we're containers for the souls, so.
True. And by the way, when I say four-stepped, I meant he hopped, just for everybody out there who's going to be assholes about that and be like, you know, I just want to make sure that they understand that's how.
Hopped?
Yeah, he hopped horizontally across an Olympic-sized swimming pool, but he hopped from step to step to step, like being balanced on every step. That's what Jesus did. Okay, so back to this.
I'm thoroughly confused.
There's no need to be.
Okay. Back to this.
So some of the accounts.
I thought you were doing straight facts today.
We are.
Okay.
Some of the accounts occurred near nuclear facilities. We've talked about this in the past,
mm-hmm.
right? There seems to be some kind of weird connection. In November 2004, the USS Princeton was escorting the USS Nimitz off the coast of San Diego. Two fighter jets were ordered to investigate mysterious aircraft they had been tracking for weeks. Okay, and this is the David Fravor sighting that I've talked about before, where he was one of the pilots, like, there that day,
mm-hmm.
and he describes a disturbance just below the ocean's surface that caused the water to roil around it. Then suddenly, a white 40-foot tic-tac-shaped craft moving like a ping pong ball above the water.
Tic tac shape. What's that?
Like a tic tac.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, like the candy.
Exactly, like the candy. So he says the water's roiling, right?
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, it moves like a ping pong above the water, which means, like, you know how if you put a ping pong ball in water, it's just kind of moving around with all kinds of buoyancy?
Yeah.
He said it moved like that. It just didn't make any sense the way
like
that it was.
A buoy?
Exactly.
He saw a buoy.
But it was a spacecraft. He just saw a buoy.
He saw. Imagine.
I'd be so
I seen
crushed.
That too.
If they reviewed the footage and like, that's a fucking buoy, dude. Like, that's an orange buoy, dude. Wouldn't that be incredible, dude? Now we're the people on the news.
I know. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I was making fun of them for doing mom and dad jokes, but I love mom and dad jokes.
Thanks for cleaning that up, too. Yeah. Okay, so the vehicle also began... He talked about this, too, on Joe Rogan. You can hear the whole thing about his account.
Oh, tight.
It's pretty great.
So we're just a podcast that refers people to other podcasts?
Yeah. Also, if you want to check out the U.S. Navy's podcast, they talk about this extensively. No, they
don't.
Wow.
Oh. I thought we were doing straight facts.
The vehicle began mirroring his plane's movements, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then when he dove at it, it zipped away, and he said it was moving like 800 miles an hour. Like, the radar could barely pick it up before it just appeared somewhere else, like miles and miles away.
Hmm.
And go figure. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was just thinking, like, what if it's like our version of the Mars, the rover, like where it's not mm-hmm. manned by humans. There's no alien, like, well, we would be the aliens of Mars if we were in it, but, Like, there's no one in it, but, like, that's just, like, a drone, basically.
Well, you know what's interesting, actually, is how did our man Bob Lazar in the 1980s describe UFOs moving? It was very similar to the ping pong above water thing. Hmm. He said there's, like, a wobble to it. It has this odd wobble that, like, looks confusing. Like, it looks like it's drunk.
Yeah, kind of like a weather balloon.
Exactly like a weather balloon. So, the Pentagon has said the funding for the program ran out in 2012. No more ATIP. But as the head of ATIP resigned, he claimed the project was alive and well. So there's just a difference between now and then, right? Like right. The 60s and 70s, like after Roswell, there was so much secrecy. Like even like Area 51, they wouldn't even disclose what the fuck it was until the 90s.
Yeah.
So now we're just in a different world.
There are conspiracy theories that Marilyn Monroe was murdered because JFK told her about aliens.
God, you really, I mean.
I want to do a conspiracy theory episode.
We should, because here's the thing about that.
Huh.
No one would believe her.
Well, they were scared enough.
Like, who would believe her? Because she was, at the time, I'm not talking about Marilyn Monroe as we understand her now.
Yeah.
She was at the time seen as very dumb.
Yeah, but she also slept with the president.
Well, exactly. I see. So you're saying that connection was enough? Oh, I think that, yeah. Okay, that makes sense. So, Harry Reid, one of the guys who helped fund the program, right? Senate Majority Leader, formerly from Nevada. He says that there was a guy named Bob Bigelow. And when he was a young man, he heard a story from his grandparents driving from Mount Charleston near Las Vegas, where they saw a so-called flying saucer, for lack of a better description. And this guy carried that with him, kind of like my story a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
He ended up becoming a very wealthy man, and he would pay for these conferences about UFOs, and he'd bring in scientists, academics, and obviously nutcases would leak into.
Yeah.
And there were people just trying to figure out what all this shit was. And then this guy, Bob, this rich guy, was sending Harry Reid a lot of stuff. And what interested him so much in this particular topic is that so many people had seen these things in the air and they were really weird.
Yeah.
And he was in Washington in the Senate. He gets a call from the rich guy and he goes, look, I got a really weird letter here. Can I have a courier bring it to you? And he didn't want to send it to him over the normal channels.
Mm-hmm.
And then the letter said, I am a senior, longtime member of this security agency. I'm not going to say. And I have an interest in what you've been working on. I also want to go to your ranch in Utah. So the rich guy had a huge ranch. And apparently all this crazy stuff goes on like around that area, you know, Utah,
yeah.
Like Nevada, all that kind of stuff, right? And apparently like... When the Native Americans like were in those areas, they talked about things that were similar to what we're talking about even today.
Wow.
So that was part of why Harry Reid was like, okay, there's even like some interesting history to this.
Right.
So he calls the rich guy back and he goes, look, I will meet with this guy. And so that's when the program started. It was to study the aerial phenomena aspect of this. And they decided that they wanted to fund it with black money because they didn't want to have a debate where no one, like everyone doesn't even know what they're talking about. They're all on the Senate floor arguing for money. He just wanted to get this thing funded.
Right.
So then he has said they have hundreds of different accounts, right? They have...
What's black money? Sorry. Like, is it just like secret money? What?
Yeah, there's reportedly trillions of dollars, well, billions. There's trillions of dollars that have gone missing from like the Defense Department's budget, yeah. And a lot of people believe that it goes into the black money projects like funded by the government.
I see.
Delta Force was one for a long time. Like Delta Force is basically like the Avengers of our military, where they take people from every single. Like, it's not all one branch. They take the best of the best from every branch. And then you get into Delta, and then you're, like, running black ops all the time.
I see.
Yeah, all over the world, like, in places that you'd think Americans aren't. They maybe very well are.
I see.
Yeah. So, and that's all funded with money that they don't tell us about, they don't even tell a lot of other Congress people about. Usually just the Speaker of the House and some other very high-ranking people on the Intelligence Committee know.
Whoa.
Yeah. I super hate that stuff, by the
way. Me too.
Yeah, because who the fuck knows where the money's going
exactly.
and what it's going into.
Right.
But that's just reality right now.
I just don't like the idea of it that, like, it's a bunch of taxpayer dollars and there's no transparency.
So, yeah. Harry Reid was asked, are there things about this program that you cannot discuss publicly? He says yes. Hmm. Right. Now, I'm going to get into a very, very, very sexy part of this show, but I believe that we are at the yes. break point. So break. When I come back, we are going to talk about pyramid UFOs that were just confirmed by the Navy.
UFOs around the pyramids?
When we return. On the Shit They Don't Tell You podcast. On the Sticky Studios Network.
Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast. We just want to take a break to tell you to, like, thanks for listening to our podcast. And if you want to rate it, that would be really awesome for us.
Like, listen, we're on break. We're not talking to you like podcast hosts right now. We're just talking to you like people.
As a friend.
And we just want to say, please rate the show because it helps out huge amounts.
Like, we're not desperate. We're, like, kind of desperate.
We're giving shout outs right now to all the people who are giving it ratings. So huge shout out right now to Brian Jorgensen. That was sick of you, dude. Thank you. God bless. Huge shout out right now to Mark. Mark W. in Springfield, Connecticut.
Back to our podcast.
Jenny Blight.
Hey, back to our podcast.
In Tuscany,
Florida. Back to our podcast.
God bless you. Thank you.
Steven.
Thank you for supporting the show. Okay, welcome back. This Shit That Don't Tell You, the only show you'll hear on the Sticky Studios Network.
Is that your...
That's my new thing. I'm going to do it every time.
Sounds like a baseball announcer.
I think people are loving it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You got a lot of the reviews
feedback.
Are in?
During the break, yeah. A lot of good feedback.
Nice.
Okay, folks, so if you're not
listening... We're all playing Best Fiends during the break.
Damn right they are.
Yeah.
Because there's the new levels out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you're not watching the show on YouTube, I feel a little bit sorry for you right now, only because we're about to actually watch this footage, and I'm going to send this to Mark.
Cool.
And we're going to show this on the show as well. This is U.S. Navy filmed footage of pyramid-shaped UFOs. Okay, so... We're going to put that on screen right now. I'm going to show Nikki right now as well.
Okay. So live reaction.
Live reaction. You've never seen this, true?
No, I have not.
I didn't show you this on purpose.
No. Whoa. Wait, what? Whoa, there's tons of them.
A swarm of them.
Whoa. It looks like Asteroids, the game. Like Asteroids.
Don't be a news person.
No, but it does. Like,
I know.
Why is it all green, too?
Because it's filmed from the Navy, so they had night vision on it.
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
No, but it's funny that, like, I don't know if life imitates art, but, you know, Asteroids is, like, the most simplistic form. It's just shapes shooting other shapes.
Yes.
And it's in space. But, like, it looks like that. It looks like that.
Imagine responding to seeing advanced technology from another world.
Yeah.
With, it looks like asteroids.
It does.
Honey, look in here. It looks like asteroids. God. This is why they don't want to make contact with us, because they're like, we're so stupid.
No, we could get along. We could get along.
We'll be friends.
Dude, I'm just sharing part of my culture with them.
I understand.
And if they want to share some of their culture with me, cool. Like, I could pull out an Atari. We could, like, bond over it.
So, nobody knows what the hell these things are.
That's crazy. Yeah, it definitely defies physics. Like,
exactly.
As far as we know.
The way that they move?
And the way that they move, like, all bobbly like this, and then they're triangles. I feel like I'm on DMT. I've never tried DMT, but I feel like this is what people talk about when they try it.
Yeah.
Where it's, like, shapes and creatures that you've never seen before, and they're moving in ways you've never seen before.
I've also never seen, because you always hear about triangle-shaped UFOs.
Yeah.
And even the one over Nevada in 2006, the famous Phoenix Lights incident, that was described as a triangle-shaped one that darkened all of the stars around it. So it was like a gigantic UFO sighting that happened over the Phoenix area.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I have heard of that. I didn't know it was triangle-shaped.
And it was triangle-shaped. But
it floated over.
It floated over, but
yeah.
The people who were there, the eyewitnesses who were all made fun of by the local news at the time, they said that when they looked up, where they were under it, they could see around it, but they couldn't see through it. So it was one giant craft, is craft, how they yeah. were describing it. One giant mass.
Wow.
Fucking crazy. It was
I wonder
huge.
What they want.
They're just, like, I think they're big dicking it up there. Just
they're
going
just
like,
observing?
Check this shit.
That's kind of cool. I mean, we do that in like the in like Hawaii and like Hanama Bay. Like, I feel like all the fish probably think that. Like, we're just like there.
We do it too much though.
We're like ominous.
Yeah, we're there from 9 to 5 every day until they close. At That's 5:30. True. Yeah,
but originally, maybe like not those fish. They're jaded, but the other fish in the sea, like when we snorkel
the first time,
they're probably like, okay, that's a weird shape, but.
And Hanama Bay is like opening
trying
month.
Trying to eat me, maybe. So that's
okay,
kind of cool.
So do you know who George Knapp is?
No.
Or Jeremy Corbell? So George Knapp, he is the guy who actually sourced the Bob Lazar interviews that we all know about. Okay, so this footage was somehow leaked to Jeremy Corbell, the guy behind the recent Bob Lazar documentary, Bob Lazar, Aliens and UFOs.
I didn't like that documentary.
It was horrible because of the Mickey Rourke shit.
Horrible. Oh, I did, not because of that. It just felt like the filmmaker was trying to make it about him and not like about
he was
the stuff.
It was very annoying. But George yeah. Knapp was the guy behind the Bob Lazar initial like,
okay, I like
documentary.
That guy. I also like his last name.
He's great. He used Feeling to that. He used to co-host on this show called Coast to Coast with Art Bell, and he's a legend in the community, right? So he was one of the sources for this.
Can I just really quick? I'm really buzzed.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
Thank you. So this pyramid craft, right? They're joined by three other strange objects. This was just released recently.
That's so
and
cool.
And confirmed by the U.S. Navy as genuine and authentic.
How can they say that the pyramids were not the ideas of aliens then if their crafts look like this?
So I've never seen anything with dimension like this.
Yeah.
Like, that has a pyramid dimension. It's not just a flat
yeah,
triangle. Craft. It's like dimension.
An actual pyramid.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
Do you think they were trying to leave statues of their, like leave clues?
I have no idea. So
I know people built it, by the way.
Pentagon spokesperson Susan Goh says that she can confirm the reference photos and videos were taken by Navy personnel.
Yeah.
And the Unidentified Aerial Phenomena Task Force has included these incidents in their ongoing examinations. And while the Pentagon is corroborating all of this, DOD hasn't said shit about it. Nobody else has really said anything about it except for them, right? The Pentagon. Mm-hmm. And there's a quote here that says, as we've said before, this is from that same woman, Susan Goh, Pentagon spokesperson. As we've said before, to maintain operational security and to avoid disclosing information that may be useful to potential adversaries, the DOD does not discuss publicly the details of either the observations or the examinations of reported incursions into our training ranges or designated airspace,
so
including
boring.
Those incursions designated as UAPs. Yeah. So it's a big non-answer. But the Pentagon confirmed it. So it shows you there's some kind of interagency old school shit going
yeah.
on with from DOD.
Right.
Yeah.
What's DOD?
Department of Defense.
Okay.
So yeah, the video of the incident clearly shows the triangle looking object for those of you listening who can't see it.
Yeah.
It's hovering 210 meters above the vessel, the Navy ship, and three other ones swarm over the ship with it.
Yeah.
There's
a bunch of them.
There's another sighting where a spherical vehicle was observed by the crew of the USS Omaha flying into the ocean and disappearing into the water, similar to the Favor incident.
Yeah.
The UAPTF documentation suggests the craft was thought to have sunk, but a subsequent search of the area by a submarine revealed no wreckage. There's also other sightings recorded the same day, March 2019, by an F-18 weapon systems officer using his iPhone camera. They reveal three UAPs seen near the Naval Air Station Oceana in Virginia. The objects all look similar and have come to be known as the Sphere, the Acorn, and the Metallic Blimp, by the way that they appeared. And obviously some have speculated they could be weather balloons or foreign spy drones, but they are also being investigated by this program.
Can I say a theory?
Please.
That's not alien related?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. What if, hear me out, they're time traveling humans? It would fill in all the gaps because they're shapes that we already know. but they're like from maybe resources that we haven't invented yet. And they don't want to interfere with the timeline continuum. True. So that's why they won't come out and be like, yo, this is what we are.
They'll lose all their family photos if you do that. We've seen Back to the Future.
Exactly.
All
exactly.
your family photos get fucked
all
up.
All the family photos, and they might disrupt the future, all kinds of stuff. So like they want to like, maybe they sell it as commercial tourism. Like you want to go see how they used to live back in 2020, 21. But they don't want to get caught because like, obviously they have air, they could take over, but then that would destroy everything that they are. So.
Yeah, so you think that there's maybe perhaps some kind of advanced program in the future that regulates time travel. So it's like you can't go changing shit or we're gonna fuck you up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I got
like, don't get caught, basically.
I got you.
Because I just, here's the thing. I don't mean to veer this off topic because I know we're staying very factual. But like when it comes to aliens and like, I don't get the motive for not coming out and being like, yo, we're aliens. Because like, they could totally take us. So like, what's like, I don't get the motive. And I need to fill in the gaps of motive or else my brain just like gets mad.
Yeah.
So the time, you know, time traveling humans makes like it makes the gaps filled for me.
I don't listen. There's a lot of people who think the time traveling humans is a thing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh cool.
It's a thing out there.
Oh, look at me thinking I'm original.
Nah, you're just drunk. You're just drunk as fuck.
Well, true.
Yeah.
Well, that's not fair.
So there, Canada's defense minister during the Cold War. He's now 94 years old. Uh-huh. He was their defense minister.
Okay.
He believes there are at least 80 species of aliens.
Who's attacking Canada, by the way? Like, why do they need a defense minister?
I'm so sorry to people of Canada. Listen, she's very
No, just saying inebriated. No one's attacking them. Like, what, glaciers are attacking them?
That's so disrespectful. They have mooses.
Who's invading?
Or meeses. They have sure. all kinds of foxes out
okay,
there.
Okay, so who's attacking that?
What are you talking about?
Who's attacking that?
Foxes attack under your porch and they can so destabilize your foundation.
You're saying the defense of Canada goes after meeses and foxes?
Yes.
All right.
So while he was doing that job, like checking all the meeses population, mm-hmm. he found that he evidenced, well, he believes, he was their defense minister, he believes there are 80 species of aliens that have been visiting Earth for millennia.
Like I picture him with a slinky on his desk. He doesn't have anything to do.
You are so fucking annoying right now.
Sorry.
Okay. One so group. One group is called the Tall Whites.
Uh-huh. Okay, I've heard all
funny.
This.
Very
yes.
Go ahead. It's me.
Okay.
Yeah, nice.
No, you wish.
I know.
You wish, pal.
Because they can reach basketball goal height, or the Nordic Blondes because they look like they're from Denmark-ish.
Yeah, I've heard about these. They live in Mount something, but there's stories that there's a population that lives there and they sing really pretty and people have heard these like songs and they feel otherworldly and people have gone to try to find this population, but there's like, oh, we have to do a whole episode.
This is in Oregon, right? The mountain or?
I thought Washington. It was in California, but.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was called. I don't know. I have to ask my
Mount
friend.
Sinai?
No.
Okay.
But basically, like, there people have gone searching because they've heard these things. Like, they've heard voices. They've seen weird things there, and there's like people guarding it, like that are decoys that try to like take you off track.
So he believes also that we're not doing the sorts of things which. Like to be good stewards of the earth, right? And that the species that are visiting us don't like that. And they've made it very clear. He says that a lot of our current technological breakthroughs were taken from these ETs.
Mm-hmm.
Microchips, fiber optics, taken off crashed alien vehicles, reverse engineered. And they have a special technology that would solve climate change as well. But and this is part of the story that gets saddest for me.
Okay.
Is because he says that the Illuminati are hiding it from us. So,
well, that makes sense. They're shady.
I know, but it was so good until he got there.
But how is it so good? Like, how
because
does he know all this?
Because of branding. But as I hear the word Illuminati, I start to laugh in my head.
But I'm saying, but like, how is the other part not crazy? Like that? Did he talk to these beings and they told him that? Like, what the hell?
No, I have no idea how he knows this shit.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I'm saying.
But if you're talking about the Canada defense minister, this is a guy who could look at moose tracks and know exactly where the hell they are.
So how is this part crazy and this part isn't for you?
It's not. It's just the way that other people hear it.
Oh, okay.
For me personally, not really. But other people hear it and they go, haha, wackadoo, that's fucking stupid.
People don't think the Illuminati's real?
They've done a good job of that, man. Look, do we all know that Jeffrey Epstein had a sex trafficking empire and it involved governments and places all over the world and people were covering for him? Yes. Do we ever go, hey, that seems like what everyone talks about when they talk about the Illuminati? No, of course not, because the Illuminati's been branded.
Right. Yeah, like they've made it into a meme.
It's a joke.
I get it.
Just like the same way the CIA used to make fun of UFO sightings to people by supplying disinformation to make people seem crazy while they singularly investigated it.
Exactly.
As well.
When we know all these facts about how the human how human minds work and how like these things are facts and they happened, why is it crazy to believe that if you have all the money and power in the world that you wouldn't form a secret society like that?
Right.
Like you can't interact with normal everyday
people.
We
know that if you have a certain amount of money, your laws don't seem to apply.
Exactly.
So is it that crazy to think that there people might work together
band
at
together.
That?
Exactly. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. And I know the word Illuminati might carry some like conspiracy.
It always does.
But if you just think of like the most elite people that have money you can't even fathom, power you can't even fathom, what do they have left to work for other than banding together and doing secret shit?
So another man named Philip Corso, he was a military guy, right?
Yeah.
He had a long military career. He served after World War II as an Army intelligence captain. He worked on the Pentagon's foreign technology desk in the 1960s. He came out in 1997 and basically said Roswell happened. It was a decades long cover up, and he also was aware that what they investigated found that there was reverse engineering of technology found in alien spacecraft, and this is how the world got lasers, particle beams, microchips, Kevlar, like all the kind of like leaps that we had came from this kind of
shit. It makes
sense.
Right then.
And that's Phil Corso, who was in our military, the United States, and then Canada's defense minister is saying similar shit.
Yeah.
You know, it's just
it lines
one of those
up.
Things. It just lines up if you wanted to take a look
like,
at
these
this.
Are people like, why would they risk their job, their titles, their credentials? Like, why would they risk that to tell you some bullshit?
Exactly. So that's part of, you know, there's a lot. I mean, there's a lot of this stuff. But there's a guy named Roscoe Hellencotter. He served as
that
the...
That sounds made up.
It's not a real name, right? It sounds like an alien name.
Yeah.
After he served as the first CIA director, appointed by Truman, he takes a gig at a new research group. They're called the National Investigations Committee on Aerial Phenomena, and its purpose was pressuring the government to disclose what it knew about UFOs, like Project Blue Book, like all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the first CIA director. He wrote open letters that said things like, it's time for the truth to be brought out in open congressional hearings. When he pointed out in 1960 that the Air Force had investigated 6,312 UFO reports to date, but was seemingly trying to hide the facts, the military reminded Americans that, quote, no physical evidence, not even a minute fragment of a so-called flying saucer has ever been found.
When they continue to lie to us, like, why is it, why do people automatically laugh when you talk about what could be, you know?
It's just the same thing as branding, right? Like, if you can just make someone seem like they're silly, then
they're silly,
nobody wants to be associated
with the silly person.
Yeah.
I get it, but so they'd rather be associated with the historical liars?
They don't see that like that.
But,
dude, I just heard George W. Bush came out the other day and he's talking about how he wishes there was more truth that got talked about in the world. And I'm like, bro, you're the weapons of mass destruction
guy.
But nobody's asking him that in the interviews.
But that's what I'm
saying.
That's
the thing that's frustrating.
How do people not see like these facts laid out, like what it looks like, the bigger picture? I get frustrated, I guess, when people just tunnel vision into like, oh, I don't want to look silly because like, you know, like until there's solid proof of aliens. Like, I get all that. Like, I'm with you. Like, I'm with you on the logic train. But to be so closed off to any possibility of any sort of entity landing or anything when all of these military personnel have said stuff and the government has continued to lie to us and it's come out more and more that the government has lied to us.
Yes.
Like, why continue to be like, oh, so
I'm waiting
silly.
For the government to tell me.
Yeah, like when they just continuously absurd. Lie to you.
It's
like
so funny.
It's like people are addicted to an abusive relationship.
Yes. It's we're all, yeah, exactly. We're all in a fucked up relationship.
Like, no, I know they love me. I know they take care of me. Like, oh yeah, they lie sometimes, but like I know like deep down they really love me.
Exactly.
Do they love you?
So do you know who Pavel and Maria Popovich are?
No.
Okay. They were husband and wife,
okay.
Duo, and Pavel was a very world-renowned cosmonaut. He went to space.
Okay. Why doesn't he call himself an astronaut?
They call them cosmonauts over there.
What's the difference?
I mean, they got to be assholes about it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Where is this?
Russia.
Oh, cosmonaut sounds cool, though.
I think it sounds sicker than astronaut.
Yeah.
Like, it just sounds, because I've heard astronauts too much.
Yeah,
cosmonaut,
exactly.
I'm like, whoa, what's that?
An astronaut, like, has ass in it. Like,
I do like that, though. That's true. You got me back.
Okay.
I like astronaut better. So, they hold among their titles, he was the cosmonaut, right?
Uh-huh.
She was their most celebrated female pilot
okay.
in the Soviet Union.
Okay, so they liked air a lot.
They sure did.
Yeah.
They both have the titles of being the first, or the sixth human in orbit. That's Pavel. She was the first Soviet female to break the sound barrier.
Whoa.
And holder of more than 100 aviation world records.
Good for them.
Once their careers ended, both of them got into ufology.
What year is this?
This was...
or what decade?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I didn't write that down. Basically, they both got into UFO stuff.
Okay.
After their careers ended, right? Pavel headed up Russia's UFO Association. He claimed to have seen an unidentified aircraft zip past his airplane on a trip home from Washington, D.C. with a group of scientists. People on board said it was triangular, brightly lit, and rocketed by at least 1,000 miles an hour.
Wow.
Marina says that she saw multiple UFOs and a weird creature. She saw like a Bigfoot.
Really?
A Bigfoot creature. That's what she says.
A Bigfoot creature? Like it looks like Bigfoot.
She says a Bigfoot creature. She said after they divorced, she became she started preaching about.
I'm sorry. Hold on. First of all, like, did the Bigfoot come from the craft?
It doesn't say here.
Because I hate Bigfoot. Like,
I do too.
I hate the theory. I
think Bigfoot sucks.
Like, we did a whole thing on it.
They've never found shit.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so annoying.
So, like, the fact that she's trying to claim that, like, a Bigfoot creature is associated with UFOs, like, I see them as two different worlds.
Well, she
completely.
Saw a creature, right? And she says
big
a Bigfoot
feet?
Creature. I don't think she's saying I saw Bigfoot.
Okay.
She's saying, like, I saw a creature.
A Bigfooted creature.
A Bigfoot creature.
Maybe it's the Russian translation. It's just like, you know, she doesn't know that Bigfoot is like kind of a cultural thing here.
Right. She doesn't know that.
Because fuck Bigfoot.
Yeah, Bigfoot sucks.
I don't like it.
I believe in, of course, everyone knows I believe in the abominable snowman, but not Bigfoot.
You didn't even know what he was.
What are you talking about?
You thought like the Yeti and an abominable snowman was a different thing, but they're the same.
Things.
They're the same.
No,
you were found out later.
Abominable snowman is he was made of snow from children and he
that's
came to
not
life.
True. That's Frosty the Snowman.
No, he sings Frosty the Snowman.
No.
But he is the abominable
Get
snowman.
Get off it, Green.
No, but he does. You don't know the story.
You don't know the story.
Okay, so she started
you're
talking.
You're abominable.
Don't say that about
and
me.
You're white as snow.
Mark, cut that. Thank you. So she says that. One sec. Nikki threw me off my whole fucking trail.
Sorry.
Okay, it's all good.
There's a kitten behind this sign. You can't see him, but he's so fucking cute.
Okay. Marina claimed that the Soviet Union had pieces of 5 spaceships in its possession and reports of 14,000 UFO sightings. Yet for decades.
14,000?
14,000. And yet for decades, researchers were either fired or put in psychiatric hospitals. Her eventual book called UFO Glasnost, which I don't know what that means, some kind of Russian shit. Probably like UFO Wow or some shit.
It sounds anti-Semitic.
It talked about how Leonardo da Vinci, Jules Verne, and Ray Bradbury were all alien mediums and that Mikhail Gorbachev, the former Soviet leader, at the very end.
Alien mediums?
Had the markings of an extraterrestrial emissary because he's an epoch-making phenomena.
What's epoch?
An epoch is... I'm glad that you asked that. An epoch is a period of time where, like, you're in a place, like, of importance for, like, a particular reason.
Oh, so he's an epoch-making
It's phenomenon. Like a distinctive time. Oh. So he was, like, the catalyst for an epoch, she feels. And he was part of the end of the Soviet Union, so who the fuck knows?
Oh, okay.
But seems like she went a little cuckoo bananas.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Like a little bit, right?
He's like, they're mediums for aliens.
That's where all this shit goes, and that's where I want to get to now, right?
Yeah.
We just laid out the whole fucking, like, kit and caboodle.
Okay.
But this is where I believe we all have to pick and choose about what sounds
what's crazy and what's not.
Crazy, what sounds logical, what sounds like it has research behind it, what sounds like somebody's just saying shit.
Right.
Because, well, I think a lot of this stuff gets bled and mixed in together.
I also think that, like, just to let you know, and I know it's super far into the episode to say this, but I often say things on the internet and, like, especially on podcasts or like JK, like things where I'm reacting for a first time. These aren't my beliefs. Yeah. These are, like, theories that I think are interesting to explore.
Yeah.
And I think that people conflate the two sometimes. Like, if I say something or I want to go down a certain pathway and, like, explore it, then people are like, oh, you believe this, that. 100,000%. Yeah, and I just love exploring different ideas about stuff. The ideas that I like the most, though, are when you can follow a logical trail. So, like, when we were talking about the Illuminati earlier, to me, there's a logical psychological trail where, you know, if you look at the psychology behind serial killers, there's a pattern, right? There's a pattern of childhood trauma, usually animal torture in early childhood. You can see the pattern. There's also a pattern of people that come into a lot of money and power. There's nothing left after that, so they do really crazy shit, and they get together and they get away with it because they have a lot of money and power. So,
yeah, but Epstein killed himself in prison. But yeah. And the cameras cut out. It was a random bug and the cameras cut out. Sorry about that.
So to me, it's like, yes, it can be considered a conspiracy theory. And these are just theories. I don't know for a fact. I don't have any evidence. I'm not in it. I don't know anybody in it. But it follows a logical trail for me.
Yeah.
The person, like her saying, by the way, good kudos for her for being like the first woman to break the sound barrier. Like, that's all awesome shit. But I think sometimes people get on a crazy trail. Like, they found out they've been lied to, so then they think everything's a lie. Yes. And they kind of go into Crazyville. And to, like, claim that people are alien mediums is a little too far.
You gotta give me something.
It's a little too far.
That's like saying Beyonce has lizard eyes or movements. And I'm like, right. Bro, come on.
Oh, it's like the girl that said that Beyonce possessed her and forced her to, like, kill her friend or something.
I want to hear her story.
Yeah. Yeah, I like to hear all the stories, right? Like, but I would love for Marina to take me down the logical trail of how she got there, but to jump from point A to point B, like, it just doesn't.
Right. No, it's
I don't see the
even
connect.
At my most devil's advocate, yeah. I don't know how I get there.
Exactly.
And I want
to
go there.
You see flying pyramids on a camera. I mean, that's some
confirmed
shit
by the Navy, as we don't know what the fuck this is.
If someone just said they saw flying pyramids, I'd be like, whatever the fuck, I don't care.
Yeah, you're an idiot.
Yeah, like, I'll take your story into mine, but to me, it's categorized in my brain as the same as, like, fairy tales, like Rapunzel or whatever. Mm-hmm. But then you see video footage and it's like, okay, now it's in a new category. It's like, this shit actually happened. There are flying triangles. There are flying triangles now.
Exactly.
Like, that's actually fact. It's now can be logged as fact. There's flying pyramids. So when we talk about, like, what's crazy and what's not, the closest to fact that we have seen proof of is the least craziest to me.
Right.
The government has lied to us. Facts, yes. So the government could lie to us again? That seems not that crazy to me.
Right. And waiting for the government to confirm it before I agree that it's real is wild to me when they have lied to us for so many years for so many reasons.
For so many things.
So that's the other thing, right? It's unfortunate that we get to this point now where everybody is basically saying, like, I won't believe it unless I hear it from some official government source, when the official government source has all kinds of reasons to lie to you.
Well, and, like, why do you have military officials? Like, these are official branches of technically government,
mm-hmm.
saying and citing and videotaping it. So what more do you need?
I need someone over their head to say that's real.
The government, that's what I'm saying. You like just buying into the government gaslighting and saying like, that's the, don't forget what you saw.
Yeah.
Forget what you saw. Weather balloons city. Okay.
No, those individuals are not the collective government agreeing with them.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
That's what I need to wait for. Thank you.
Right. So, I don't know. You know, believe what you want. I don't like to jump to conclusions. I don't like that stuff. Also, when I say that, like, people have talked about an alien race that sings pretty in the mountains and they've tried to find it, that's all that I've heard. Like, it's not like, oh, I believe there's a culture out there that does that. It's just, that's what I've heard. And that's all that I can say about that.
Right. And if I wanted to be very lazy and take what you just said and apply it to something else that happened, like, there was a report that during the 60s when they were doing the moon landing, that they heard sounds from outer space, like music from the dark side of the moon.
Yeah.
Okay. And it sounded like spooky alien music, like sound like spooky space music, like that you, if you're on like one of those free audio sites, you're looking for spooky alien music, it sounds like that, right?
Do you think that we stole that, like with lasers and all the technology that we stole from alien culture? Do you think we stole the sound effects too?
I think we had them already, but it's great because they did like all kinds of old space movies with those kinds of sounds in them.
Yeah.
But the astronauts at the time reported hearing this music, right? And the NASA said basically you're hearing like a probe that's having interference from Saturn. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I could connect these two things and hear you talking about aliens singing on a mountain and, oh, well, on the dark side of the moon, they heard music. And then we put that together and go, look, see, there's some greater conspiracy.
There's some connections.
And it's really
You can sucks. Observe connections.
Right.
But that's as far as you can go.
I observe observations. And so for me, when I see this pyramid thing, when I see the Tic Tac video that we all saw years ago, especially if you listen to the show for that long, the Tic Tac shape from Favors incident, I just see things I can't explain and I wonder what the fuck they are. And then I put that together with the fact that the government's been lying to us for decades about all kinds of things, including this, and that they're now disclosing it after several other countries who were way more forthcoming with their people have already done so. I am less inclined to care as much about their official disclosure, other than the fact that I can maybe catch more people in the net now who before were like, no fucking way, and they had their scissors out at all times.
And honestly, like, full disclosure, like, I don't have a dog in the race. Like, I don't care. Like, there's until an alien form interferes with our way of life on Earth, there's really no reason to like care or be intense about it. I also don't understand when people get so intense about like heated, like mad about it. Like, we're just exploring like things that possibly could be.
But if it interferes with any of their belief systems, that's when people will lash out.
Oh, I see. So that could be.
Yeah. So.
Well, then that's the other thing too. Is like, I mean, like, Jesus and aliens can coexist. So.
I'm telling you, man, Jesus did a five hopper across an Olympic sized.
I don't know
pool.
What these hopper things are.
No. So you know how he walked on water?
Yeah.
The context of that is that he five hopped.
What
Olympic
is the five hop? What is high five hop? You said four hop before.
So he five. Well, he four. It was a four hop, but it was a five hop because when you land on the surface, like on the surface after dismounting from the water, that is technically the five.
Oh, hop. Like if you skip a rock or something?
No. When you're jumping from the water to the edge of the pool, that's the fifth hop. But a lot of people say that he did the four hops because that was all hopped on the water. Does that make sense?
I don't know. It doesn't make sense at all.
So think of an Olympic-sized swimming pool.
Yes, I'm thinking.
Turn it on its side.
Okay.
If you want to traverse Olympic-sized swimming pool quicker, you don't go the lengthwise, you go the widthwise.
Okay.
Jesus five hopped it.
Like he hopped across?
He did. That's when he walked on the water.
Like five times? Like hopped like a bunny?
Yeah, hopped like a bunny five times. Exactly. One foot, then the other foot, then the other foot.
I don't get the bit.
There's no bit here. That's how Jesus walked on water. But people don't ever talk about the context.
Okay, but what difference does it make? Can you five hop across a swimming pool?
No, nobody can.
Okay, then.
But that's amazing.
Okay.
But I saw Chris Angel do it too, so it's not that interesting anymore.
I see. Yeah. That's why this is coming about, because Chris Angel did it.
I saw him do it.
Okay.
I saw it. I didn't see Jesus do it. I heard he did.
You weren't alive.
But nobody even has any account of it.
So how unoriginal of Chris Angel then?
I think Resident Evil showed that it could be done by anybody.
Anybody? Can you do it?
If you gave me enough time, I could figure it out.
Can you rise from the dead after 3 days?
Do we know that he did that, though?
Yeah, it's written in the Bible.
Guess what? Chris Angel did it, too.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he autoerotic asphyxiated himself in a closet.
Mark, feel free to cut anytime.
And then he
Thank you for listening to Shit They Don't Tell You. 3 days later. This has been great. It's Nikki and Steve here. Let us know in the comments what you think about aliens. Don't let us know in the comments what you think about Chris Angel versus Jesus. It's too heated.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.